What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on The Burt Show.
The cover of Newsweek magazine says the new infidelity, from office affairs to internet hookups. More wives are cheating too, and it now claims that about 50% of infidelity going on is women now. It's not just a guy thing anymore.
It's so sad. The whole infidelity thing is so sad. It's like monogamy's dead.
I continue to contend
that it's just laziness. And selfishness.
Monogamy is just lazy. It's not dead.
No, no, no.
It's just sleeping 18 hours a day.
No, being non-monogamous is being lazy. Absolutely being lazy.
Yeah, I think it probably does come to that down to that eventually. You know, this Newsweek article is really great, though. I mean, it really breaks down about why people think the reasons are everybody's kind of screwing around on each other. And it's an incredible article. And there's one section in it that focuses on women that are going outside of their marriages, but not for anything physical. So they've got these guy friends that are sending them flowers or that are obviously attracted to them, and they are filling some kind of emotional need for the woman that their husband hasn't been able to fill. And they don't really consider it cheating. They just
Of course not, because they're benefiting from it. Of course it's not cheating, because they're getting the flowers and they're getting the satisfaction. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if the roles were reversed and a woman was sending their husband's flowers, they would be livid.
Sure. All right, Jeff, we're going to need the voice disguiser, because Jay here is one of the women that Newsweek magazine talks about. This is a woman that is married, but has a lot of quote-unquote friends that just make her feel really great.
Guy friends.
Guy friends that her husband doesn't fulfill anymore. Just these needs that the husband's not fulfilling. Good morning, Jay.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm just fine, thank you.
How long have you been married?
For 4 years.
Only 4 years?
Yes.
And how long were you guys dating before you got married?
Oh, for about 2.5, 3 years.
Okay, so let's say seven and a half years overall. And when you first started dating your current husband, was he the kind of guy that fulfilled all your needs, made you feel great about yourself, physically told you how beautiful you were? And
absolutely, and fundamentally, he still does. But at the time, he was working toward the job that he has now, which is incredibly high pressure and very demanding, and I never get to see him anymore. And we kind of both felt it wasn't really fair for me to sit home and be alone, and I have a lot of work functions and charity functions and things that I have to do that, you know, generally somebody should be there with me. And So I kind of, you know, met one of these guys at work, and we had been seeing each other for about a year. He's wonderful. He's like a best friend. Great companionship. He was really a special person.
Now, Jay, you mentioned just a minute ago that you and your husband both felt it was unfair for you to sit alone. Like, does your husband know of what you're doing outside the marriage?
Yes, he does.
So he knows about this guy and knows how much time you spend with him?
Well, actually, I'm not seeing, or whatever you want to call it, that particular gentleman anymore. We saw each other for about a year. But then, just as some of your listeners were saying, he kind of leaned toward wanting to get physical. And I told him from the beginning, I'm married, he knows I'm married, and it was never going to come to that. I love my husband. And that was the end of it. So because he wanted more out of the relationship, we just sort of cut it off. And I've been seeing someone else for, I guess, about 3.5, 4 months now. And it's the same type of thing. He comes to events with me. We go to the movies. Maybe he would, you know, I don't know. I think maybe once he held my hand. But, you know, it's sort of like girlfriends. But when you're in certain social situations, you really need to have a guy there.
But now, there's an obvious attraction on the guy's part towards you, though, correct?
Well, I think there's an attraction on both parts. but it's not an attraction that you want to, you know, take any further than that, you know. You're attracted to your, I'm attracted to my female friends, too, but, you know, there's something that makes you like each other, but it doesn't mean that it has to go any further than that.
So what is he giving you besides time? What is he giving you that your husband is not? What is he saying that your husband is not?
Well, it's kind of like, what is he saying and doing that at this particular time my husband doesn't have time to do because he's not with me? You know, he gives me a lot of attention. He makes me feel special. He flatters me. But fundamentally, it's still the companionship. You know, I need to attend these events, and I want to go out and have a good time, and he's somebody to be with.
Jay, you keep talking about the events, and I understand that, and you say in certain social situations, blah, 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 but you just mentioned you went to the movies with this guy. That's not a certain social situation in which you have to take a guy.
Well, you know, I guess in that situation, I could have picked a girlfriend, but it seems as though most of my girlfriends have husbands who their jobs aren't as demanding and don't take them away from their wives as much. So it was just a fun thing. We went to the movies. You've gone to the movies with a guy friend, no biggie. You know, it's not like, there's no sex, there's no romance, there's friendship and kindness, and that's about it.
Melissa's shaking her head.
I'm just shaking my head because anybody will find any excuse whatsoever to steer the you know, justification for their actions because, yes, your girlfriends may have husbands who don't work as much, but, I mean, most married women still have time to go to the movies together, and I just think that you were purposely choosing these guys to go. You're going on dates with these guys, and it's totally different than a girlfriend thing.
Well, you know what, though? The one thing that's really different is if my husband says, you know what, I'm absolutely going to be home on Wednesday night. And, you know, like, what are you doing? I drop everything. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. A charity event, something with this guy, you know, one of these, he comes first. And I love him, and I don't have sex with anybody else but him, and the sex is great. It's just, this is a companionship type thing, and he knows about it. So it's not even like I'm going behind his back.
Doesn't it feel a little bit sad to you? Like, I'm listening to your story, and it sounds like, you know what, everything's on the up and up. But to me, it's just sad. It's just sad that, like, these intimate conversations or this time that you're spending is with somebody else and not your husband. It just, to me, it's like it's got to make you sad. Or is somewhere you're just, like, lonely and, I don't know, to me.
That you just can't be totally fulfilled by one man?
It's just, to me, it's just sad that she's got this intimate relationship going on with another man that's not her husband. It just makes me sad to listen to.
Well, you know what? I
stuff like this doesn't happen in Hobbyville.
Well,
and when it happens in the...
crushing.
When it happens outside in the black and white world, it's just sad.
There are times that I agree with you. You know, for me, it's a wishful thing. I wish it could be another way. I really do. But I kind of look at it like, other than anybody's husband, you have, you know, in huge quotes, intimate relationships with other people. You know, you guys all work together, and then you go home. Your relationship with the people you work together is intimate in its own way.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are different parts. You know, maybe it would be great if you could work with your husband or be with you. I know, I would rather, trust me, I would rather he didn't have a job that was so demanding and he could be home. A little bit, you know. I mean, he's gone for weeks, sometimes months at a time.
Hey, Jay, I want to put you on hold for a second.
Okay.
I can't put callers on with you because then everybody will be on the voice disguiser and it just sounds weird. So
okay.
I'm going to put you on hold, take a couple calls, and come back, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
She's so polite and appreciative.
Yeah, well, you know what? I wonder if there aren't some guys listening and go, wow, I wish I had that deal. I wish I didn't have to do anything in my relationship except have sex with my wife. That if there was another guy out there that was giving her everything emotionally that she needed, and I was the guy that she called when problems were occurring, and she could leave that with somebody else, and I would just come home, spend time with the kids, and have sex with my wife, and that was my only role. I wonder if there aren't guys listening going, that'd be great.
Then why be married? Why be married? I agree that one person should have to fulfill every single aspect of your life, but when you purposely go out with only guys, and I mean, like, she is dating... She's leading guys on, she's dating them, and it's wrong. I mean, I don't know.
It's just like any other relationship. There's a breakup at the end of the year, and then she moves on
to
the next guy, even though she's married to somebody else.
But the thing is, I do have to defend Jalen, as her husband knows every action she takes.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't fault her for that. He knows.
Does he really
know?
Yeah,
she says he knows.
Based on what Jay said, he knows.
Yeah.
Hey, Ray?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I don't think he knows.
There's two... a couple things. If her husband knows everything, why is she on the voice disguiser, for one?
That's a good point. Good point.
Two things is she says she would love for her relationship to be different. Everyone has the power to make the relationship different. It's whether she chooses to make it different or not. Her and her husband both. If their relationship is more important than their careers, then they'll make that a priority. Mm-hmm. And the third point is, if this woman doesn't think she's going to fall in love with someone else, she's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, right. That's what some of these women were saying in Newsweek also, that this whole relationship started the same way Jay's did with another guy, where it was simply platonic. And like I said, he'd send her flowers, or when she walked in the door, he would tell her how beautiful she looked. And that's intoxicating. She felt special again. And it stayed platonic for a while, and then she fell in love and didn't realize it until it was too late.
Blah, come on, blah, blah. Come on.
Good morning, all the hits, Q100.
Hey, y'all, fundamentally, she's full of crap. she seems to like that word. Well, I got news for you. I've been married going on almost 33 years, wow. And there is no way I would either do this to my husband. Mm-hmm. Let's turn it around. How would she like it the other way around?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I got news for you. The woman won't be married another 5 more years. And if her life's that unimportant to her, she needs to go ahead and get the hell on.
And I love the thing is, I guarantee when we get Jay back on the Voice Disguiser, she wouldn't have a problem with her husband doing it. Like, no, of course, when somebody is defending their position and they're benefiting from the situation, theoretically, if you gave them any other scenario, oh, I'd be fine with
no
it.
No problem.
Crap.
Can we get the Voice Disguiser back on there,
we
Jay?
We can.
All right.
Here you go.
Hey, Jay?
Yes.
Hey, let's ask you the same question. If your husband was getting the same fulfillment out of other women, but there was nothing physical going on, would you be okay with him having the same kind of relationships outside of your marriage that you're having?
No. No, I wouldn't. And as I said, I wish this wasn't the case, and that caller might be right. I mean, eventually it might lead to divorce or whatever. I mean, I guess I didn't count on when we got married that this was going to happen, you know, that he was going to be gone for so long. And you know, it's definitely a problem. But it is as it is right now, and I certainly would not want him to do the same thing.
And that right there is a sin against your marriage. If you're going to do something that you would not be happy with him doing, then you're wrong. I mean, the marriage is going to fail. It can't be so imbalanced like that. You can't get something that he can't have.
Well, that's true. That's true.
I mean, that's not what a marriage is about.
I know. But it gets incredibly lonely months at a time. And like I said, he even knows the guys. He knows them. You know, he's here sometimes when they're here. And, you know, on his way out or whatever. But, you know, you're absolutely right. It's a problem. It can be a problem.
The fact that you even have a guy there, when you have time to spend with your husband, and you just said that one of those guys is at the house while your husband is there, you're completely wrong.
On his way out.
Well, that's better. Bye, honey. Here, I'm going to have this guy in the living room while I'm kissing you at the door. You're wrong.
Can you imagine Ryan coming home from, like, being on the road or something?
No way.
And who knows what?
The bus pulls up and drops him off, and as he's walking in, because he's been working so hard, one of your guy friends is leaving. Hey, see you later. Hey, see you, Ryan. Bye-bye.
Yeah, no, not cool. Jay, I just think you need to go back and review those vows y'all exchanged on your wedding day, because I just don't think you're living up to what you made that promise for, and I just think it's sad. I think that your husband has to be more sad about it than maybe you even realize.
If the relationship stayed together for 50 years like this, though, would you say she's doing the right thing?
Still no.
If there's something that's what... together for 50 years like this. It's very difficult. It really is. Yeah. I'll give you that.
They will not make 50 years this way, Bert. It's impossible.
But nothing physical ever happens with these guys, and as soon as it does, you cancel it out.
Absolutely. Go. Nothing has ever happened, and even the prospect of it ends the friendship.
Yeah, go get some girlfriends. Dude, my husband's gone for weeks and months at a time, too, and I got great girlfriends, and that's who I spend time with, you know? I'm not going to threaten my marriage or have more intimate relationships with any other man than my husband, because you got girlfriends to do that, you know? Bottle of wine and a good girlfriend, that's therapy, my friend.
Hey, Jay, I want to tell you, as you're talking and Jen's talking to you, she's almost crying about it.
I know, it's just so sad.
Some of those massages the Crash give you are borderline too intimate. When he's doing your shoulders and next thing you know, he's cupping your boobs.
Oh, come on.
Like, I don't know how appropriate that is.
Hey, Jay, we're going to let you go.
But it's Crash.
You're on The Burt Show.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam. I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting than playing Chumba Casino. Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam. So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.